Hey, how you doing? This is your boy, Mr. Luke Brooks, and this is another edition of Passive Income. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you join my group. You go ahead and join or enroll into my course that I'm offering absolutely free for Facebook. You know, if you're using Facebook to make money, this is the mini course for you. So let's go ahead and start off. I like to get to the point. It's about Facebook, and we're going to talk about Facebook here. The importance of tagging people. A lot of people do not understand why you should tag. A lot of people, again, like we talked about before, people are using Facebook. That's the pastime. They're not doing anything really other than like, oh, let me just pass time. I'm bored. Let me see what's going on. Let me see what's going on in the world. But they're not seeing the potential of it. It's a lot of potential. A lot of businesses see the potential. I see the potential. I made money off using Facebook. Facebook can do a lot of things because there's a lot of connectivity. And this is the right time to do it. I know right now we're in a virus situation. But guess what? A lot of people have nothing else to do but other than go on social media and see what's going on around them. This is the time to talk to people more than ever. So, tagging people, why is it important? Why is it important to tag people on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, all those sorts? So, for me, to grow my name, I have to associate myself with other people that I know. And other people that I know, maybe people that know a lot more other people, and more importantly, these people share similar interests. So if it's me on my profile where I do online business, I want to be tagged around people who do online businesses. I want to tag, you know, my mentors. I want to tag people who are doing similar things so people can see. Now, with that in mind, some people may not accept that tag. Some people have it where you can't tag them, you have to get approval, and nothing's wrong with that. But you shouldn't just post something without tagging a few people. You should tag more than one person. For me, for my cooking show, I tag a few people. For my business, I tag a lot more people because with the business, there's a lot more networks in that area where they're actually trying to make money similar. And these people return the favor and tag you back. You know, they give you accolades. You know, they say, hey, thank you for helping me out. Thank you for being an influence to me. Things of that sort. You know, you can tag people about your products that you're about to launch. You can tag people about your partnership. You can get other people to look at it. You can tag people who have did work for you in the past, because at the end of the day, they're going to be commenting on it too. And that's what you want. You want people to comment.
Oh, snap. You still logged in here, bro?
So the importance of tagging people is very, very simple. With that in mind, you want to make sure that you are tagging influencers constantly. Tagging more than one person, as I stated before. Tagging affiliate marketers or whatever market that you're trying to do. If it's weight loss and you with a group of people that share similar information, that's on a similar path, you can tag that because you're helping one another. For example, Miss Rose Jean, she does online health products. I tag her and she tags me on the same thing because it's reciprocating, because whoever sees my profile is going to see that I'm tagged. I'm like, what's this about? And they reach out to her and be like, hey, I want to do that. And the same thing, a lot of folks don't realize that tags really carry. It's kind of like, imagine you having a tree and it has a bunch of branches, right? And those branches just stretch out, they stem out different areas. That's what a tag basically does. You create leverage. You create that social currency, I call it. Social currency is that people get more awareness of you. They know who you are. They know what you want to do. They know about your how you roll, basically, as how your business is supposed to be. With that in mind, this can hurt you, and this can help you. If you posting crap, you know, stuff that really does not relate to anything with your business, and you're just tagging people, and I had to get myself away from that, because, you know, before I started doing online marketing, I would just tag people on stupid stuff. You don't want to do that. You want to clean your profile before you do any of this stuff. If your profile got a lot of politics on it, you got a lot of craziness, nothing that does not have anything to do with your online business, you need to let it go. You need to let it go because you're trying to give a clear message. If someone were to go to your profile and just look at it and be like, let me see who this person is, and you got all this crazy stuff on there, they're going to be confused. You're sending a confused message, and they're not going to sit there and take the time out. Most of them are not going to do it and be like, hey, what is it exactly you do? I see people say, I got an online business. I cook. I do this. And then they turn around, and they got all crazy stuff. They're cussing. They're doing all this crazy nonsense. And if you want to cuss, you can go ahead and cuss, but, you know, you're going to have to stick with it. Another thing is that you don't be spamming people. I noticed when I started my business group for Elite Enterprises, a lot of people would just go ahead and post crap into the group, singing songs. I'm like, wait a minute, well, this is not a singing group. This is a business group. And I told the person, and the person kept doing it, and we just ended up blocking them. That's how you get blocked. That's how you annoy people. The things that you can tag people with, very simple. You can do articles that you've discovered that you can talk about. Say, hey, this is the reason why you want to do online business. This is what's happening. Or wherever it may be. I like talking about online business because this is the business course that we're talking about. Acknowledgement. You can acknowledge people who will help you. People will never deny that. They never will be like, no, don't tag me in that because I didn't help you. No, it makes them look good too, and they return a favor. You know, if you're doing new interviews, I did interviews with Miss Rose Jean. I got other interviews that I plan on doing this year. And the whole aim with the interviews is to get as many interviews that you can from influencers where you can really talk and people can see, like, hey, this person's talking to here, there. Now, just don't have interviews just to have interviews, but have interviews with a purpose. You should be trying to sell something at the end of the interview, or you should be trying to offer something at the end of the interview to the audience that's listening. You're posting. If you want to post something in general, that's a general post that you write in some, say, hey, how many of y'all are tired of being in the house and your money looking funny? Click on the link below and get that money right. You know, you could do something like that, or you can just do a story. You can do a parable, kind of like the Bible, where you talk about the parables, like, hey, this is where I came from, this is what I lost, this is what I discovered, this is what I found, and this is what really helped me, and I really want to show you the same story. You know, I want to show you that this is where I came from, so I can do it, you can do it. I see those stories all the time, so it's something to take in consideration. I don't want you to think anything of the such where you're like, well, I can't do it, because at the end of the day, it's you. A lot of you right now are not working. A lot of you are sitting at home looking at Facebook. There ain't no sports on, so you ain't got no sports going on, really, unless you're watching classic ESPN. There are not a lot of things going on other than you going to work, if you can go to work, going home, going to get groceries, go to the bank. There ain't a lot of stuff going on other than online. You know, matter of fact, YouTube had to slow down on their bandwidth because so many people are getting on. So that should be a hint to you as an online marketer. Hey, let me get more stuff built up. Let me get more content shot out, because people have time now. And we don't know how long this is going to be, but you can still reach out to people. People do still have money. I don't want you to think this just because you might think, well, I don't have a lot of money, so I figure out another person has money. You can't speak for another person because you don't know how the other person's money is looking. I learned that in Limitless with Matt Lloyd. Don't say no. And I learned that in selling cell phones and selling all different types of stuff throughout the years. Don't say no because you're thinking in your mind, oh, I can't do it. I can't sell it because I don't have the money. Just because you don't have the money doesn't mean they don't have the money. I've seen high-end products sell for $30,000. In recessions, you know, folks like, ain't no way. Yes, people have money put away. If you got the right product, you got the right value, you can actually sell anything. But more importantly, you need to build value. You need to be able to justify, hey, I'm gonna sell your product for $997 or $30,000 or anything like that, because you're not playing for $7, you're not playing for $25 a month, you're playing for high ends at the end of the day. If we're really talking about replacing our income, you have to push deep. You got to put yourself away from the limits inside your mind, saying, well, I don't think my product's good enough. Okay, find a way to make your product good enough. Or is it just you saying that because you don't feel like you will pay yourself? Because at the end of the day, you gotta ask yourself, were you willing to pay that much money, whatever it may be, for that product that you're trying to offer? And if so, stick with it. Stick with the guns. You know, don't sit there and be annoyed by saying, well, it's not working. If you're tagging the wrong people, don't tag broke people. I tell you that right now. Don't tag no broke people. And a lot of people, how do you know? Well, you know, when people sit there and be asking for handouts and things like that, you do not want to tag those people. You want to tag people that have top influences. And sometimes you're going to say, hey, Luke, people with top influences don't have a lot of money. That's true. I give you that. But a lot of folks do have money. And you can't limit yourself to your city. You can't limit yourself to your county, your state, or your country. Yeah, if you do it right. So don't let anyone throw you off and say, hey, you are not able to run your business the way you need to. At the end of the day, you can run your business. You just got to gain social trust. At the end of the day, with your tagging, you want to tag the folks that can actually help you influence a lot of folks. I use my sister, for example, but with the health products. And then for my business side, I use my mentor, John Vogue. If you don't know who he is, it's Tier 5. I'm with him with the partnership. That helps me out a lot. So, guys, cutting it short for this episode. There's more to follow. I like to make my episodes very short and to the point. I want to make sure that you like, subscribe, comment below. Please join our groups. Please check out those recommended books. Again, my name is Luke Brooks, and this is Passive Income.